Israelis gathered at synagogues around the country for the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. It is a day of fasting in which the faithful ask God's forgiveness for their sins. Security is tight. More than 2,000 Israeli police and soldiers deployed in Jerusalem's walled old city, where Muslims gathered for prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Only Arabs with Israeli ID cards were allowed to attend the prayers, marking the second Friday of Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of fasting. Fearing terrorist attacks, Israel barred Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip from entering the country. Iyad, a Palestinian from East Jerusalem, told VOA that the restrictions violate freedom of worship.
This kind of collective punishment, it's hurting the Palestinian people.
Just below the mosque, Jews prayed at the Western Wall, the last remnant of the biblical temple. Israeli worshiper Rachel Cass was glad to see all the police and soldiers.
Because our security services are on high alert, we can be pretty certain that we'll be safe.
Israel virtually shuts down on Yom Kippur. Places of entertainment are closed. Radio and TV broadcasts have gone off the air, and there is no traffic on the streets. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.